For the next 2 hours, Navasota News is pleased to present last Thursday's Navasota School Board Candidate Forum, presented by the Navasota Grimes County Chamber of Commerce at Navasota City Hall. Here now is forum moderator Richard Grimes introducing the candidates for both positions 6 and 7.
I'd like to start the meeting by just saying thank you to everybody that came out this evening. We appreciate the community being involved in this process, and as I told somebody earlier, it's my opinion anyway, I don't get to voice too many opinions tonight, but I believe we're blessed to have this many passionate people in line for and attempting to be elected and convince y'all to elect them to two school board positions this year. We all win in the process, so I'm tickled to see all of them. I want to thank the candidates for being here as well. My timekeeper is Christine, and she'll let y'all know when you're getting close to that that break point if you do take that long. We'll start with position 6 on my right and your left. And Marilyn, if you're ready, we'll let you start off.
Sure. I'll check the mic first. Is that good for everyone?
Good.
Or do I need to back away from it? I don't usually use a mic. I'm loud, so. But now will my time start? Okay. Most of you know I am Marilyn Bettis, and I am running for re-election to the Navasota Independent School District. I want you to know I have several passions. I want to teach children to read. I want to make sure that all children have a quality education, and I want this school district to be one where parents want their children to attend. Now, my experience tells me that one size does not fit all. We have many different students who have different learning styles, different needs, and we need to find a way for all of them to succeed. I want our students to be proud of where they come from, but I also want them to know where they're going. Now, I have a couple of beliefs. Academic excellence should come first. Higher student expectations equal greater achievements. Parents send the best they have to school. Making the same mistakes over and over will not change the outcome. Extracurricular activities and athletic programs are important. There must be discipline in our schools. And our high school graduates must be prepared to either enter college, the workforce, or go on to be productive citizens. What experience has prepared me for Navasota ISD? I worked at a campus where there were... That was not 2 minutes. There's no way.
Very good. All right, next is Mark McGinty.
My name is Mark McGinty. I am a lifelong member of the Navasota community. I am married to Benicia Mabel McGinty of 16 and a half years. I'm a business owner in town. I have been in the barber business for almost 18 years. I've graduated Navasota High School. I was a former athlete of Navasota High School. The reason I'm here today because I have a heart for our kids. I'm an advocate for the kids. I have a servant heart, and in my involvement in the business, I've learned to how to communicate with kids. I've heard a lot of concerns, and I know there's a need for our school district. And in doing so beforehand, for this point, I took up time and started mentoring kids. I'm also a member of the Boys to Men mentoring group. I'm the president of the Navasota Youth Football League, also here in Navasota. And in my involvement, I have a relationship with our kids in our community, and there's a lot of concern and needs that need to be met, and myself alone cannot do it, but I know with the help of others it can be done. But like I said, I take it upon myself to involve myself more with the kids and the parents in this community and all that I do. Also, take time to raise funds to help with different events for what kids may need. As far as our high school kids this year, I helped with our ring fund. And the things I would like to see, I would like to just see our education system become better and greater by one, reducing teacher turnover rates and getting more interactive with the kids. And as I can go on and on, but my 15 seconds will not allow that. As we go farther, I would introduce myself a little more.
Thank you, Mark. And the final candidate for position 6 is Mr. Greg Moak.
Hello, I'm Greg Moak. Can you hear me standing up? Like I said, I'm Greg Moak, and I'm running for NISD position 6 on the school board. Most of you know me, so I'd like to just get right down to business here. This election on May 9th is going to be about many issues. There's a lot of things plaguing our school district right now. But if we can boil it all down, put it in a nutshell, put one word on it, it's going to be about accountability. The school board hires a superintendent, and he has a staff. The school board does not have to be education experts. That's why we hire a superintendent and a staff. That's their responsibility. The school board's responsibility is to hold that superintendent, whoever it may be, responsible and accountable. As a superintendent and their staff, they have to be able to do the daily operations of the school in an honest manner, in a transparent manner, and in an accurate manner. To give you an example, they have to be able to fill out the oversized class waiver forms, which were not done correctly. Now, this is something that our school board has got to hold our superintendent and his staff accountable for. If they can't do that, something's gone terribly wrong. This is where we ended up where we are today. We've had such a focus on this vision, and that vision had all the key words in it: 21st century learning, engaged learning, collaborative learning, future ready. It had all those things in it, and we've had such a focus on that vision that we've lost sight of what we're really supposed to be doing here. We lost sight of hiring enough teachers and having enough school books, mainly readers, for first grade. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Now, with starting with position 7 for the school board, the incumbent is Mr. Danny Niffen. We'll let him introduce himself first.
Thank you. First of all, good evening, and thank you all for coming out. I'm ecstatic to see such a large crowd here tonight. Thank you to the chamber, to the examiner, to the radio station for sponsoring this. We appreciate your chance to be able to come forward to the public. My name is Danny Niffen. Some of you may or may not know me. You probably know my wife a lot better. She is a lifelong resident of Navasota. Her name was Pam Siptak a long time ago. Unfortunately, I got lucky and she married me quite a few years ago. She is a teacher in this town. She's been in the school district since 1990 working. My oldest daughter has graduated from A&M from Navasota and is at A&M. My youngest daughter is currently an 11th grader here and will hopefully go to A&M as well here in a couple of years. I myself went to the other school. I decided that when I went out to go to Texas, and I have an undergrad and master's from both of those. I am a certified teacher in PE and health, and have been working at A&M since 1988 as an instructor as well as an athletic trainer. During that time, I've had a lot of experience doing a lot of different things related to education, and I do think that the school board members have to have a good idea of education to be able to serve the best that they can. I have a passion for our kids. I want every kid in this district to do the best that they possibly can. We as a school board have to make sure that we ensure that everybody that's going to help these kids has everything that they can. Budgets are going to be hard these years. We know that. The state legislature, we have no idea what they're going to do. And so we're sort of flying by the seat of our pants right now trying to figure out what we'll be able to do for next year until the legislature finishes their session. But we will do everything that we possibly can to ensure that the teachers have what they need and the students have what they need so that our students can excel. We know they can. It's worked with a lot of our kids. We just got to make sure that we find the right tool for each individual that's going to help them be able to succeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Next is Ms. Jenny Fultz.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My name is Jennifer Fultz, and I'm running for NISD School Board Trustee, position number 7. After graduating Navasota High School in 1999, I went on to obtain a BBA from Texas A&M and a JD from Texas Wesleyan School of Law. I returned to Navasota in 2010 to begin practicing law and someday raise a family. Since my return, I've had the opportunity to serve my community through the NISD Education Foundation, the Navasota Economic Development Corporation, Kiwanis Club, a school volunteer, and I'm now seeking to do more. I believe that in order to have a strong school district, we must have community support. This support has been strained because trust has been broken and there's been a lack of accountability. Moving forward, we must mend broken relationships both inside and outside of the school and establish new ones. School board must go out into the community and connect with people they serve in order to understand the needs of all students. The board must create a culture that is open and honest and seeks insight from parents, teachers, the community, before decisions are made. Finally, the board must be willing to look at stakeholders of the district as team members who can be used as assets to create the change we need rather than adversaries distracting from the education process. I believe that we must provide an equitable education to all students, preparing some students for college and equipping others to enter the workforce. We must ensure that students and teachers have been given necessary resources to be successful both inside and outside of the classroom. Finally, we must set high expectations for the school board, administrators, teachers, students, parents, and the community, and hold each group accountable. Good enough is no longer enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. And our final contestant for the position 7 of the school board is Ms. Jennifer Ramirez.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Ramirez, and I'm a lifelong resident of Navasota. I graduated from Navasota High School. I attended Blinn College for criminology, and then when I got there, I decided I wanted to become a teacher, which I had wanted to since I was very young. So I switched over and became a teacher at Sam Houston State University. I'm married to David, who works at Elwood, Texas Forge for almost 20 years, and I have two children, Kimberly, who's a cosmetologist, and David, who will be graduating in May from Navasota High School, and he'll be attending Texas A&M University in the fall. I am running because over the past several years, I have seen our district begin to struggle. I've seen it on a personal level, having taught in Navasota for 12 years. I've also seen it through my teaching friends who call me, text me often about struggles they are having in our classrooms. I also hear it from parents and sometimes even our students. I get cries of help all the time from our teachers and our families wanting help. So instead of sitting back complaining, I thought it was time to step up and do what I could to help our district. I'm ready, willing, and able to do my best to make the necessary changes needed to make this district better than ever before. A district that people will want to live in, send their children to, a district that we can be proud of once again. It's time for a new set of eyes, a new set of ears, a new voice, and new ideas. And I ask for your vote. Position 7.
Prior to last week's forum, each candidate was instructed to arrive with a substantive question for all the other candidates to answer. We'll be back with that part of the forum following these messages from just some of the good folks whose ongoing support helps keep Navasota News here for you.